This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back to Kelly and Company. I'm Danielle McLaughlin, standing in for Kelly and Ramya today. If you miss any of our show, check out one of our repeats. The first repeat is at 5 p.m. Eastern, the next at 12 a.m. Eastern, just after midnight, and the last one at 5 a.m. Eastern time. You can listen to us on many different platforms, but I can promise you, whatever you hear, you're going to like it. Today, we have with us Mike Fair. Let's talk audio entertainment and tech with our friend Michael.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly & Company.
Michael will tell us about a new Summer Audible original podcast. It includes a partnership with O-Code Media to produce The Prophecy. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, that's Q-Code Media, actually.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, not a problem. They've partnered with Audible. I wondered how long that would take for that to actually happen. And boy, what an interesting, edgy result it turned out to be.
It sounds fascinating. So what's the basic premise for this show?
So Prophecy is essentially a supernatural thriller. And what is happening is there have been a lifetime's worth of disasters, like massive, weird disasters, rain turning to dust bowl, kind of strange stuff within the space of a month. And it's thrown the world into complete chaos. And the president is, you know, wants answers. And basically, an agent and head of this agency responsible for mainly terrorism is suddenly faced with figuring out what is happening with these bizarre occurrences. And this lady comes up to the headquarters of this agency looking for a specific agent, Thomas Scott. And it's basically if they don't get to speak to each other, everyone will die. And she feels that she has important information about these disasters and needs to talk to this agent. So that's how it starts. And then other people show up, and it seems like biblical events are kind of happening today.
Goodness, so it sort of sounds like a speed climate change. You know,
yes.
Everything is happening all at once. Goodness sakes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. It's really kind of a different take on, like, instead of the Bible being past, what if it was telling us what was going to happen? And then you have a number of the stories just seemingly just start to happen in the present day, basically. And the fallout from that is immense, of course.
Yeah. So is this story basically an interrogation?
Pretty much. It's the agent, of course, is Thomas, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. Very skeptical. And so he is interrogating the lady who claims to be Mary and needs his protection. And so there, and then these two other people show up, Jonah and Daniel, and it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And so he is, of course, really like, what is really going on? Are these people all Looney Tunes or what? Right. And he's trying to figure that out. But we jump from that interrogation into these flashbacks so that you're not trapped in the headquarters all the time. You go back into these people's lives, right? What brought them here? What led them up to now being at this facility, this government agency? And why have they all been led here? What's going on? And that's kind of the thread that's pulling everything together.
I guess the Bible's a great source for wonderful characters. I mean, if you're looking, as you write, for good characters to bring into your story, you can't go to a better place than that, I guess. So tell us about Virginia. She's the lead character?
Yes, and she is a well-respected hydrologist, well-established in life, been a professor of hydrology for 2 decades at a university in Ann Arbor, and married to a politician on the way up. You know, he's a very popular governor and hopes to go even higher. And of course, along comes this unexpected pregnancy, and it's completely unexplained. She knows it wasn't her doing anything amiss, and you know he is, you know, doesn't think it's him. It suspects her of having an affair. So, you know, all of a sudden, her orderly life is just completely tossed into chaos by this, and she is now faced with, you know, these visions and whispers and things telling her where to go to get protection and to, you know, to save the world potentially. And she has nothing remaining to stop her at this point. So that's kind of, she's now sort of gotten to this agency and is being interrogated, of course, by Thomas, who's trying to figure out what's going on.
And she's not the character who thinks she's Mary. She's a different person.
No, this is the same character, Virginia.
It is the same character. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Thinks she's Mary. Yep.
Okay. And what about Agent Thomas? Who is he?
He heads the agency. He's responsible for this agency. He has to brief the president, who's breathing down his neck, wanting answers, wanting something to take to the world and say, hey, we're on the case. We're on top of this. But Thomas doesn't believe what he's being told. So he's very, you know, doubtful.
He's doubting Thomas, of course.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, these characters are really, unfortunately, you know, it's really hard for Mary and the allies that eventually show up to try and convince him of the reality of these things. So it's an ongoing kind of interrogation and peek into the lives of these people. Daniel and Jonah, of course, both have very interesting and biblically, you know, relevant stories, and which they
do. Any lions come into this story for Daniel?
Yes, he's a veterinarian zookeeper. So he's in charge of the lions at the zoo, right? And he goes into the lion's den to try and take care of this water imbalance in there. And the lions are supposed to be all anesthetized, but of course they aren't. And he gets into some real trouble and should have been killed, basically, but wasn't. And these strange symbols are found in his case, these stars that kind of lead the way to this agency. So it's all very kind of things are biblical stories are kind of being mixed a little bit, like in order, right? They're kind of the Old and New Testament are seeming to happen together, and it's everything at once. It's very kind of well built.
Cool. So I'm hearing both New and Old Testament happening at the same time. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a bit of everything. Now, how well do you find the story to be paced?
They did a pretty good job with that. You never hung in the interrogation for too long before you whisked away to another slice of one of their characters' lives. So you never feel bored or like action is necessary. You know, the pace, you know, of course speeds up and slows down, but I think they did a pretty good job. You know, you're not left hanging and not left exhausted by too much action at once. So I think it was quite well balanced in that way.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, is this suitable for younger listeners or is it too scary?
I would say probably not younger listeners. There's adult material. There's some cursing, some violence, things like that. And of course the biblical story, you have to be okay with the Bible being used in this very unique way of really being played with essentially in that way. I mean, the stories happen as they would, except we're in modern times. So now all the boat people, you know, in Jonah's, the original Jonah story, all the people on the boat died. That doesn't happen in modern life because technology is thankfully advanced and some of them were able to be saved. So there are changes like that, right? So they're not literally just, you know, taken without any thought for consequence. What would this be like if this happened in the modern day? What might the actual consequences be like? Some license was taken there to make them fit into the modern world, as it were. So you have to sort of be willing to accept that. And for kids you might want to listen to this with, have to be, you know, able to take that.
Yeah. I was wondering, I mean, from the cast of characters, this isn't trying to, you know, make you into a believer or you know, proselytize at all, is it? It's just using the characters.
It's using the characters and making you think about the Bible differently. Like it makes you kind of ask questions, open up your thinking a bit, that sort of thing. So, and of course, it's very modern, socially conscious in its ambition. So you get some of that as well, modern consequence, modern problems of race and class and everything else come into this. So it's very ambitious. It's about 5 hours, 4.5 hours roughly. And, well put together.
Do you find that you just want to hear, just keep on listening, or do you need to have a pause for a breather?
We binged it all. We listened to the full 4.5 hours back to back. Oh, we had to know what happened. So yeah. And that,
oh,
was,
that
was
speaks
quite
well.
Fun.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
And the
What about the acting? That's just what I wanted to know. How is the acting?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like Q Code Media, what their strength is that they pull in the real star power. So they have Kerry Washington as Virginia, as Mary, and then Lawrence Fishburne as Doubting Thomas. So you have those two leading actors, and all the other actors are great too. The acting is just top notch from top to bottom. Really well cast for this, and it's just a real treat to hear, them go through this and really give it life in a lot of ways.
Because the actors just make such a difference, don't they? I mean, sometimes you listen to a book and you know this is really a good book, but why do these voices make me feel so irritated? Right?
Yeah, I've experienced that. So yeah, you can't do much better than Lawrence Fishburne. I mean,
he's got a wonderful voice too, doesn't he? I mean, you can listen to him most of the day. Yeah, that's lovely. I'm pleased. Now, what about the rest of the sound and the music that goes with it? I'm assuming it has music that accompanies it.
It's basically like you're hearing a summer blockbuster that's 4.5 hours long. Like it's the sound effects and the music are just that good. Q Code Media is kind of known for really good sound work. And they don't disappoint here. It's a very good job done on this. And I guess Audible provided. I don't think money was a problem for these folks. You know, with Audible and Q Code, they're the top dogs in their field at the moment. And if they're teaming up for things like this, and it's neat because there are no commercials. Normally in a Q Code Media production, you get a lot of commercials. But because this is for Audible members, it's free for members. If you're already paying for Audible, you get this free. And it is, a top-notch entry in this catalog. And you can just go listen, grab it, add it to your library, listen to it for free. Wonderful stuff.
That's wonderful. You know what? Who wrote the prophecy? I remember seeing it, but I can't remember who it is.
Well, it's Randy McKinnon was the name of the writer. And I haven't seen his name come up before for anything. So it's based off of a book series. That is quite possible. But this is certainly, Q Code Media and Audible teaming up to do this. And
do you know if the script was written by the author of the book, or did it go right to Audible? I don't know that.
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure who really had the final say in these things. But it came off well. If I were an author of something like this, I would not be disappointed in the result of that. I mean, just top-notch quality from stem to stern.
That's really great. You know, I was thinking that something that's based on the Bible, you'd have a hard time deciding what sort of commercials would be appropriate, wouldn't you?
Oh, geez, yeah, that is quite the landmine. I'm kind of glad Q Code chose to partner with Audible and just give up on the commercial take on this, because it really is, really worth the listen. And I think Audible listeners are going to be quite happy with this edition. They've got a couple of really good editions for this summer, and this is definitely one of the top tier ones.
It sounds terrific. Have you listened to some other Q Code productions recently?
They did do one that we heard a while ago, and the name is escaping me. They have about 23 of them now, And they've made quite a name for themselves, just bringing, you know, well-known actors into the whole audio podcast realm. And they typically, one of the actors is also the producer, and they kind of do that double duty. And then they have their experience in podcasting. And that seems to be what's happening with them. A while ago, they did a really good sea adventure, and they did listening. That was the last one we heard. Listening In was the last one of theirs I covered not too long ago now. Yeah. And that was about the smart speaker that's kept giving this lady peeks into other people's lives in her building. And the results of that. So they go in for
spooky stuff.
They have quite a range. Yeah, there's spooky, there's funny. They do just straight comedy. They had a kind of a Lethal Weapon type thing where you have a couple of just deadbeats turn into just get into an assassin kind of thing, and want to track down one of the world's top assassins for the bounty. And boy, do they get into trouble! That was quite a kick, fun to listen to. So there's an immense range. They've done it really quickly too. Like this is. I can't remember when I first noticed these people, but they have pumped out like continuously over the past few years, a bunch of these. And now, of course, they're getting interest from people like Audible. Things can only get better for them. And Audible Original, it certainly is a good move on their part. They're pulling in more outside help to really boost their game and get access to things like actors who normally they might not be able to quite pull in. And it's an amazing combination.
Well, what a great resource. Thank you so much. I really appreciate learning all about Q Code Media and about this wonderful book. Thank you so much, Michael.
An absolute pleasure.
Take care. That was our friend Michael Fair. You can find The Prophecy as well as many other Audible original shows on Audible. They don't cost any money or credits, provided you are an Audible member. Michael Fair appears each week on Kelly & Company to discuss audio entertainment and accessible technology. Coming up next is Susan Kearney, our favorite gardener, covering plants for our gardens that will help our pollinators.
Hi, I'm Stephen Scott. Join me every day for Double Tap. It's a show where we occasionally talk about technology for blind and partially sighted people. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts.